Nista.
One of the paisa Baba asked as Dakshina. Always keeping that attention, that carefulness. What we want, what are we doing, where are we going? Always keeping the mind on it. That is Shraddha. There is one paisa he asked. And keeping that, whatever comes, whether it is palatable to us, whether it is happy or unhappy, whatever it is, just perseverantly following it. That is Nista. Getting disappointed. Oh, too much is not. Just giving up something. Getting impatient. Getting easily frustrated. Not having that state. That is Saburi.
Siddhik Phalke, who came to Baba, who has done a Hajj pilgrimage, and Baba didn't allow him even to step into Dwarka. He said that you have to take this slowly from a distance. You should not enter Dwarka. And he waited for 9 months, you see. Yes, in fact, it was a shame, isn't it? For a Haji not to enter into Masjid, how he would have felt. This Haji Phalke, he waited for 9 months. And he was so much treated that after 9 months, he used to dine with Baba. So very few people were allowed to come to sit with Dwarka Maya and dine with Baba. About 9 or 10 people. And Siddhik Phalke was chosen again. The man who was so much ill-treated, so-called ill-treatment of course, was so much honored later. What gave him that? His patience, Saburi. What was the basis for his Saburi? His love. What is the meaning of my staying in Shirdi? I don't get even the chance even to enter Dwarka Maya. My Baba was doing that. And he waited and waited and waited and got what he wanted.
Nista doesn't mean faith. Nista, actually how it could be translated and how it normally translated is unflinching perseverance. That is how the Nista should be translated. And why it's unflinching means what flinches you is your likes and dislikes. So unflinching means nice. How it could be unflinching is we have so many pulls and there should be another pull which could pull you away from the other pulls. As long as you don't have that stronger pull, there is no use of telling all these words. Pull away from it, pull away from it. No nista, no ista, no choice. Your mind should not go. Means, what can it do? It has to go. It should be pulled from the other pulls. A stronger pull should be there, which I call an object of love. If you have an object of love, then all these things give meaning, relevance. Otherwise, they are simple words.
Do you mean to say that our relationship to the suffering changes, or that we actually don't experience suffering anymore because the suffering...
It all depends upon how you relate to the object. The example of you waiting for a beloved at the airport, waiting for your boss at the airport. Your boss is coming, and you have to go and receive him. You go there with the plate, the name plate, standing there, and the announcer says that this flight is delayed, technical reasons, for 2 hours. See the 2 hours you are suffering, and you are waiting for your beloved. This flight is 2 hours late. It's also suffering, but a different kind of suffering. But there is an enjoyment also in that suffering. There, if you don't stay there, you lose your job. There are long-lasting consequences. Here, there's nothing you lose. But you say, even if it is 4 hours late also, you stand there. You love to stand there. You enjoy standing there. You enjoy waiting. You enjoy waiting for the beloved. Because the more and more 2 hours, and once the flight comes and then the checking out and it comes, see the enjoyment. That is worth the 2 hours, isn't it?
Baba says first he got my head shaved and then he asked for two paisa. Did he mean it like that? That only after all the thoughts were cleared that he was asked to give the insurance of worry?
If everything is gone, what remains is that Sardha and Samburi. His total attention, his loving attention on the Guru, Sardha and Samburi.
That's what remains.
That all remains. There is only two paisa actually that remains with him. And even that he took it as an offering.